Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PI Industries Limited conference call for analysts and investors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded, and the call will be for a duration of 30 minutes. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Solanki from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on PI Industries conference call to discuss acquisitions announced into pharma API and CDMO space. Today, we are joined by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Mayank Singhal, Executive Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajnish Sarna, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Manikantan Viswanathan, Chief Financial Officer. We also have with us Mr. Anil Jain, Managing Director at PI Health Sciences Limited. We will begin the call with comments from Mr. Singhal and thereafter Mr. Jain. After that, the forum will be open for question and answer session. This call is being hosted to facilitate a discussion around the announced acquisitions. Being in silent period, the management will be constrained not to respond to queries on any other aspects, including financial performance. Participants are therefore requested to limit their questions only to the announced acquisitions. Before we begin, I would like to underline that certain statements made on the conference call today may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the conference call invite shared with you earlier and is also available on stock exchange websites. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Singhal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, once again, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the call today. We have circulated the relevant documents pertaining to the acquisition on April 27, 2023. And these are also available on the website of the stock exchange. Hope you have had a chance to go through this. Thanks. So now I would like to quickly summarize the same for you. PI Health Sciences Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of PI Industries and has executed the definitive documents with one, Therachem Research Medilabs and promoters, and Therachem Medilabs India Private Limited. TRM India has acquired 100% shareholding of TRM India, which is an Indian subsidiary of TRM USA. And with TRM US and promoters and Solis Pharmachem Private Limited to acquire 100% shareholding of Solis Pharmachem, which is again an Indian subsidiary of TRM US. Further, PI Health Sciences Netherlands BV is a wholly owned subsidiary of PI Health Sciences, entered into a share purchase agreement with Palahoma 12 GHMP, which is an existing sole shareholder of Arkema SPA for acquiring 100% stake in Arkema SPA. Also, PI Health Sciences USA LLC is a wholly owned subsidiary of PI Health Sciences Netherlands BV and has entered into an asset purchase agreement with TRM USA and its promoters for acquiring certain identified assets of TRM US. These announcements are in line with PI's long-term strategic vision of building a differentiated CDMO offering across the pharma value chain. We are excited about these acquisitions as this marks accelerated beginning of the PI journey into the pharma space, a unique ability to build concrete offerings from abstract situations and leveraging our capabilities across complex chemistries and business build-up capabilities in the value chain, once again helping create a differentiated value proposition to our stakeholders. These acquisitions are also aligned with PI's approach of working with global innovators at the forefront of innovation, science, technology, and human ingenuity to create transformative solutions in the life sciences with the purpose of reimagining a healthier planet. Further, the purchase considerations will compromise for TRM $50 million and an additional $25 million on performance link payouts over the next 6 years. For Arkema, we are €34.2 million upon closing. These purchase considerations will be paid in cash and funded from the company qualified QIP placements, proceeds and internal accruals. Both acquisitions are expected to be earning accretive and immediate effect. I would like to add that the consummation of these transactions and integration into a corporate structure of PI is expected to be completed in Q1 24, subject to fulfillment of customary closing conditions and regulatory approvals. With this, I would now like to conclude the opening remarks, and I will hand it to Anil Jain, the Managing Director of PI Health Sciences, to take it further to give you further inputs in brief. Thank you. Over to you, Anil.
Thank you, Mayank. Good morning and a warm welcome to everyone on the call today. Let me briefly explain the differentiated business model that we intend to build in the PI Health Sciences. As a long-term strategy, we are building a niche and integrated business model, starting from R&D, starting materials to APIs. It's a one-stop solution. We are building a world-class integrated pharma research center in IKP Hyderabad, which is in Genome Valley, for CRO and CDMO offerings. This will notably widen the set of target customers across the entire pharma value chain while helping us to leverage the expertise of the acquired entities' R&D capabilities. Let me tell you briefly, TRM is an innovative chemistry-driven solution provider in medicinal chemistry research, process research and development, specializing in the rare disease area, which ultimately connects to the, the rare disease platform in the advanced markets. It provides services and products to pharmaceutical and biopharmaceutical companies in the preclinical and clinical stages. It has manufacturing facilities in India and R&D facilities in India and the US. TRM R&D team works closely with the marquee publicly listed US biotech companies and big pharma companies based on Asia Pacific in developing their product pipeline. TRM had consolidated revenue of $33 million with a normalized EBITDA of $14 million for the year ended 31st March 2022. About the other transaction, Archimica is an Italy-based, highly reputable, small-scale API manufacturer and contract development and manufacturing organization, servicing over 60 market customers in more than 30 countries. Currently, Archimica owns 24 US GMFs. They are for all the niche APIs, GMP manufacturing facility for the APIs and intermediates across the wide therapeutic and substance class, such as oncology, anti-ulcer, and anti-rheumatics. And all these therapies are right now in the progressing more than the average rate. Archimica's manufacturing facility near Milan is certified by the major regulators like US and the local regulator like IFA. Archimica had revenue of $45 million and EBITDA of $7 million in the year ended 31st December 2022. While the acquisition of the Archimica has been completed with effect of 27th April 2023, and thereby Archimica has become subsidiary of PI Healthcare Sciences Netherlands BV. We expect to close the acquisition of TRM and Solis by end of the May 2023. Our objective is to build a unique position for ourselves in the high potential space of pharma API and CDMO by leveraging our inherent competencies in complex chemistry, process development, operational excellence, technology platforms, and global reach through collaborators with prominent innovators. This concludes my initial comments. I will now request moderator to open the forum for question and answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Since this is a 30-minute call, participants are requested to ask only one question. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Aditya Zawar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations to the team for wonderful acquisitions. My first question is, what is the capacity utilization of Archimica and what are the, capex plan for the company for the next couple of years? And just to add to that, if you can also highlight that what are the growth drivers considering we had 11 to 12 active and but still we have, about say 24 DMFs. So if you can just speak about this.
Okay. So let me give you some background. Archimica is a 75-year-old company, and this 24-25 DMF have been filed over a period of time. Out of that, 12 products are right now active, which right now are giving this reason which you mentioned. Now, as far as the capacity is concerned, you know, the 50% of the capacity is currently employed in making this niche APIs, and 50% capacity is available for us to, you know, make a further CDMO activities which we want to, wish to do over there. I hope it answers your question.
Yeah, but, and the CAPEX plan, sir?
So, you know, it's a ready-made running asset, and, you know, so there are normal CAPEXes which are required to be done. There are no specific requirement for any particular CAPEX. So it's a normal, I mean, a normal running plan which is required. And some strategic CAPEX we might do it in the coming days based on our, you know, business development activities.
And sir, last question, I mean, this management retention plans of Archimica, I mean, we clearly have staggered payment in TRM.
Come again, your question was
no, question not clear. Yeah.
You're asking management retention plan of Archimica.
Yeah.
So Archimica is currently employed, owned by a fund which we have, you know, bought over, and we have directly taken it as a complete leadership team.
And we don't see any challenges of any talent retention there. There is good leadership there which will continue to work and grow the organization.
Perfect. All the best. I'll join back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations. So my question is, we have been telling that on the pharma side, we have done a lot of trials on the R&D as well as pilot stage. So what is the commercialization schedule that we are looking at across these three geographies over the next maybe 1 to 3 years? Thank you.
So currently, both the companies which we acquired, they are all running and they are producing and they are selling product in the market. And I think you are you referring to our research center, which we are building up a new?
I understand that we have done pharma-related trials at our R&D and pilot, and those products were supposed to be commercialized, but since we did not have any facility, this is the facilities which we'll be using for commercializing those products. So I was just asking from that perspective.
No, as you know, from the pharma strategy, we've been working on certain initiatives. They have been in the non-GMP space. So these two are not related, to be very frank. This is because the CRO, CDMO play by the way, that's more on the intermediate chemistry-based capabilities.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Rajamani from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the question and, you know, congratulations for this acquisition. So you earlier highlighted in the past that you'd be looking for pharma assets that could complement your existing portfolio. So just wondering, from these assets that you've acquired, are you looking to extract any kind of synergies with respect to the facilities that you have that could help in your own product development and or customer acquisition? Thank you so much.
Well, you know, the pharma space has been different than the agri space. The only synergy that could be a potential, which could be at this stage, is to look at value creation through backward integration and non-GMP intermediates of the PI existing assets. The key complementary capabilities will be in the area of complex chemistry, business processes, operation excellence, and understanding global customer management. I think those are the capabilities which could be quickly leveraged to create the integrated play in a differentiated value offer to our customers.
Indeed. The strategic front, there is one more area which we are also looking. You know, currently the one company is working the preclinical and clinical side of it. They have been working this space for the last 8 to 10 years now. Many of the program has moved to the phase 2 and phase 3 part. So now these all programs would complement us for the GMP asset which we have bought in the Europe. So that's the strategic fit which will happen.
That's it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rachit Ganatra from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, could you spell out the client concentration for both of these companies, for TRM as well as for Archimica?
So, client concentration wise, you know, right now both like Farakimika has more than 60 clients right now for the revenue of what is around 40 million. And similarly, TRM also has more than 10 clients where they are working with. So there is no as such any dependence on a particular client. But then the services by platforms are open. So we are in touch with many clients where we are doing the business development activity. Plus, we are setting up a new full-fledged business development capability within this organization to leverage further.
Okay. And then what will be the split of under patent products versus generic products for TRM and for Archimica?
So TRM is right now dealing with all the under patent products only. There are no generic products dealt in the TRM platform.
Okay. And for Archimica?
Archimica, currently we are dealing with the niche APIs. So majority of the APIs are the lost the patent time. No, they are all generic.
They're all generic. Okay. And then, sir, so what would be the sort of targets that you would have set for these companies, the kind of revenue potential that you see for the next 2 years? Could you spell out something on the sort?
Yes, obviously, we have looked at the whole integrated business model with the process of building the hub. Obviously, we're looking to see the current growth rates. And obviously, the key challenge we are going to do for the next 3 years internally is actually build a strong platform for aggressive growth going forward.
And sir, I guess the question was asked earlier also, but lastly, could you please spell out to what is the kind of capex or investment that you would look at for the pharma vertical for the next 2 years?
We have looked at about $10 to $15 million capex for now, and obviously as we get into these assets and we see larger opportunities and we look at what we need to build, the capex will be optimized and worked with the team, and that's what Anand and team will be taking up for the next couple of quarters.
So $10 to $15 million per year for the next few years, both TRM and Archimica combined.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And this will exclude the capex that you will do in India to build up the capacity for production.
No, this is all inclusive for all three setups: the R&D setup, the TRM setup, and the Archimica setup. All three put together, this is the kind of investment plan we have as of now. But as you can imagine, that as we get into these companies, assess the current capacities and utilization and also the pipelines of the molecules at our end, at their end, then we will have a firm-up plan on these capex.
See, fundamentally, the capex is going to three. One is looking at capacities based on pipelines. The other is looking at business capability build-out. And the third investment will be going in asset quality and conditions.
Thank you. Participants are requested to stick to one question, please. We have our next question from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks and congrats for the acquisition, sir. Part of my question was answered, but wanted to understand the size of the pie in terms of opportunity that we are looking with these two businesses. And over a 3-5 year, how much can we target out of that pie? These two acquisitions, if you could help us understand.
Vishnu, that would be best answered by you, to be honest. So, you know, the size of the pie is running to several million dollars. A percentage of that pie right now is too early for a company this scale to actually answer the next 3 years. I think the pie is big enough for us to build aggressive plans. I think the size of the pie could say more in 10 years in the pharma play, which is going to be more than a $1 trillion industry in the future.
Yes. So this is a solid runway we have built in right now, you know. Solid runway we have built in now. The flight is about to take off now.
Sir, also one question is that from a point where we were trying to look at assets which are very, very costly, and now we have kind of bought it at relatively substantially at a very good pricing. Just to understand, is there anything, there is a general question in the market that how are we able to achieve these at a much lower pricing? Just if you could help us understand on this.
Well, not to be fair, I mean, as you know, we've been evaluating. I mean, that's the trick of the trade. We look at opportunities and actually we're looking at the capabilities to bring them together to create the value. So that's the way I would put that for now.
Got it.
And also, these valuations are different perspectives, different ways of looking at it. You know, there is also scalability. There is also investment for scalability on these assets. So all these aspects need to be looked into. You know, you can't look at valuation with respect to, you know, last year performance.
Understood.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhijit Akela from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you so much. Sir, I have a few points. I'll try to squeeze them into one question if you'll permit. One is, just for Therachem, is it possible to share with us the at least the preliminary numbers for FY23 in terms of revenues and EBITDA? Second, you know, why are there two entities within Therachem? What exactly is the business that Solus is involved into? I guess it doesn't really generate any revenues at this point in time. And the last part is just with regard to the financial aspects of the transaction. If you could help us with, you know, the breakdown between, say, the goodwill, fixed assets, working capital, and also any debt that you might be acquiring as part of the transaction. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Abhijit. So first of all, these 23 financials are still in preparation, so obviously we cannot right now share with you. As far as, and in any case, PRM closing is to happen, so you can imagine that these numbers, etc., will have to be done only after the closing. Your second question about the breakup, obviously in our stock exchange, you know, intimation, we have already mentioned the net worth of these targeted companies, so it is not very difficult for anyone to work out what is the goodwill part of this, okay? Obviously, the working capital part is one, but in case of TRM, that is close to 5 million, and rest is all goodwill and the, you know, customer contract value, that is what majorly there. In case of Archimica also, I mean, we have very clearly articulated or mentioned the number of net worth in our press release or the stock exchange release. So the remaining part is all the goodwill.
Got it, sir. That's helpful. Thank you. Just one last clarification. You know, the pharma industry in general has seen a very difficult FY23 after a much better FY22 in the aftermath of COVID. So, you know, is it possible that, I mean, TRM might also have registered a little bit of a decline in sales in the preceding year?
Well, the product portfolio of TRM or the Chimica are not, you know, COVID-specific or COVID-prone portfolio, but I'll still ask Anil to elaborate more on that.
So in fact, you know, right now, if you see the little bit data, there are more than 20,000 drugs which are in various pipeline of the development, and out of that, majority of the candidates are in the preclinical phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 space. So this market has got immense opportunity right now, and I think this is independent of this kind of scenario what we are talking about, of COVID or any other. So there is an ample scope to continue, and I do believe this is something which is going to persist for years to come. So we have not seen any sort of impact coming in because of the COVID in these pipeline.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Saurabh Kapadia from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in PI, if you look at FY22, there's a sharp jump in revenue. So was there any one-off or is it because of some new commercialization? And secondly, you know, if you can talk about pipeline in long-term context for TRM has. Thank you.
So this particular observation, what you said is correct. One of the program which got advanced in the various, you know, clinical space, and hence the need for supply of the quantities were higher, and that's why you have seen the spike going in the particular year. Now, as such, there are many programs coming in, and you know, sometimes some programs get advanced, some program gets delayed. So it is, we are very hopeful with based on our understanding that this program would be continuing, and there are certain programs which are also going to add during the course of year. So we are very hopeful on continuing this trend.
And any long-term contracts and your comment on pipeline of the products?
Yeah, so there are some certain contracts in place right now with some of the customers, and they are in for the year of 1 to 3 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Ainor from ITI Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congrats for the acquisition, sir. So the last part of the question has been asked already. My question was around R&D strength of these two companies and the complementarity, because there are CDMO or CRM companies which are operating in US, Europe, which typically have a much different cost structure because of the PhDs hiring costs over there versus in India. So what are those kind of synergies which are possible? Because both kind of companies are there in the market, in European companies work with a different...
Rajesh, if I can intervene, we are not at all able to hear.
Clearly understand what you're saying.
Your audio is not very clear to us.
Can you use your handset, please?
Sir, my question was on the R&D strength of these companies versus what we also have in India and what kind of synergies or because the basic premise is that companies which are operating in developed market, they operate, they have a different sort of financial metric versus similar jobs done in India, where the financial metrics are improved mainly because of the PhD hiring cost. And so from capability point of view as well as from this financial point of view, what are the future synergies possible and what is the current status of the R&D strength at these entities and in India?
So the acquired entity right now, there are three research centers. One is in US, one is in India, one is in Europe. These three research centers would come in this particular part. And there are certain customers they want development within the US, certain customers they want development in the Europe, certain customers want development in India. So for each area, there are specific customers which are available. And the center we are building up in the Hyderabad is going to be complementary for all the three platforms. And this center is going to be a comprehensive GMP in nature, and for this center also we have many people who are right now willing to work with us. So I don't see any cost structure is giving us any kind of challenge in these services we are offering right now. In fact, we have a lot of variability. We can offer any model if any customer wants from India or
US. There are various capabilities, cost leverages, and these combinations will come together to create that unique value offer to the customer to afford, given the flexibility in terms of capability, knowledge, service, and cost.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, in terms of understanding the product profile, you mentioned that it's biologics and complex generics. So can you please throw some more light on, which are more probable areas which will also be in the gamut where, we'll be targeting?
I think, let me tell you the right interpretation is TRM is working with the customers who are dealing in the biologics also. We are supplying building blocks to them. The TRM portfolio as such is not having any biologics part.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good morning and congratulations on these two acquisitions. So question is on the utilization rate of TRM right now, and we have the facilities in India and also have the lab facilities in US. So what are the current utilization? And you mentioned that the TRM is mainly focused more on the underdevelopment product. So if you can give some kind of revenue visibility which you may have from some key molecules which you are working on with the pipeline and what can be expected over the next couple of years from these.
So currently, the TRM, as per TRM is concerned, currently they are operating right now at the capacity which is maybe let's say 40% or 50% of the current capability. Right now, there are many programs running in and we are in discussion with many customers trying to come in. So I don't see capacity or the right now strength is a constraint for us to take the further business development.
And so you have some arrangement with the further US team in terms of the under the purchase consideration where it is a performance linked $25 million per acre to be paid over next 6 years. If you can just throw some light on that, what is the performance linked incentive you are talking about and what are the benefits which are expected?
Yeah, so performance is linked to the
pipeline products and their commercialization and what kind of revenue we can, you know, generate out of the pipeline. So basically a part of overall valuation is linked to the future pipeline and its commercialization and revenue generation out of it.
So under what section, I mean, if you can give some line that over next 6 years, this is the revenue guaranteed for which you will be paying for $25 million, something can, on some sort of gold line, can you give some numbers, sir? Sir, we are saying that over next 6 years, we will be paying them $25 million, depending on some performance linked if they are able to deliver on those product deliveries and all. If they are able to deliver and $25 million will be paid to them, can you give some quantification or quantify these numbers that will be adding to the revenues or top lines of the company over the next 5 to 6 years?
No, quantification of what? Revenue or obviously this amount is, you know, linked to the future pipeline and its commercialization. So, for example, if we are able to generate certain revenue, a certain percentage, I obviously cannot divulge too much details here, but certain percentage of this revenue creation will be shared as the extended valuation to the seller. That is the understanding.
We have our next question from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, the current utilization of TRM is 40% and the margin of TRM is already high in the range of 50%. So can we expect the efficiency improvement and the margin profile of the company is going to improve from here?
Well, it's a double-edged question. Question is, there's a margin profile. Obviously, we are looking to scale up and build the business, right? So
yes.
You would know typically what is the kind of margin in this business. So we are in that range. And there are spikes and spurts which will take place because we need a phase of investments, build up capabilities to take it to the next phase. That's the way I would answer.
The focus will be on scaling up the business from the current level rather than, you know, focusing too much on the margin improvement of the existing products.
Okay. And what kind of growth we are expecting from this business, acquired company?
What kind of?
Growth we are expecting in next 3-4 years. From this company?
We are expecting to more than double this in next 3 to 4 years. But yeah, I mean, this is where the combined teams and the management team that we are also inducting will work towards the aggressive business development.
And you know, CDMO market is growing around 8 to 10%. I can tell you we will be better than the market. That is what I can tell you right now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on the acquisition. So, just two clarifications from my side. So, of the Therachem's current product pipeline, how many are going for phase 1 to, let's say, phase 3 drugs, and how many are going for commercialized drugs? And the second clarification is, like, what sort of timeline do you envisage for this commercialization of the drugs which are in clinical trials?
So two things, sorry, but we have some basic idea. We have more detailed ideas and we're not sure right now we can answer that because we do have certain confidentiality commitments in those contracts. We need to further study before responding. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So just if I can slide one on the Archimica front. So Archimica had done around 10 million euros kind of a capex over the last 3 years. So how do you see, that benefiting for the Archimica's turnover over the next 3 years, let's say?
Yeah, I mean, this is already reflecting in their current performance over the last few years. They have improved their performance. And going forward also, I mean, combining the various opportunities that will emerge from our CRO and also, starting material business in TRM. Many opportunities we expect to also get in the API business coming out of those areas. So yeah, I mean, there are good opportunities and these investments already made and which are also now planned going forward in next couple of years will obviously help us scale this business.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you very much. So, if you can share what is the kind of R&D expenditure as a percentage of sales in TRM US, consolidated and Archimica. And second is, can we get some split for all the acquired entities together between CDMO and API?
It's CRM, the contract research is basically R&D expenses. There is no really other kind of a TRM kind of an organization.
And this time this capex is high because we are building up a new research center in Hyderabad, and that is something which we are, that's the investment we are making in the research center right now.
And does this answer your question, or if you can please re-articulate your question?
Yeah, so just want to get a sense in terms of what is the thinking in terms of R&D expenses as a percentage of revenue over the next 2 years for the pharma business. And secondly, if you can give us some split in terms of the CDMO and API revenues, either for ARM consolidated and Archimica separately or on a ballpark basis, all the entities are acquired.
You see, this business model is of CRO and contract manufacturing. A part of it. Okay. And there the R&D spend will all depend on what kind of business we are able to generate in these areas, because this is not a basic innovation kind of
business.
This is a services business. So okay, the current level of spend is already there, but how this will grow and scale from here will all also depend on what kind of pipeline we are able to build, what kind of new businesses we are able to build over next few years.
Okay, and can we get some thoughts on the split between CDMO and API?
So currently, Archimica is entire CDMO, and then Archimica is 80-20% of the current revenue. That's what the current split is. So
TRM is all
CDMO.
CDMO, and in case of Archimica, more than 20-25% is CDMO, and rest is the niche APIs.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I had one question on Archimica. So I understand that they did a capex of expansion last year in September. And for the last 2 years, they had revenues of 38 million euro and 42 million euro. And we have bought the company at 34 million euro. So it looks like a wonderful acquisition. So, sir, can you discuss something on the valuation which we had, and is it profitable at the net level?
Thank you. Thank you for your compliment, but I hope you'll appreciate that on this call we cannot discuss that what is the rationale for the seller and for the buyer for a particular valuation. But as I said earlier, the valuations are not only purely based on the revenue of last year and the profitability of last year. There is also future growth prospects. There is scale-up opportunities and the investment, further investment needed and all that. So keeping in account all these aspects, we found this to be a great opportunity for us to, combine with other assets that we are building and also acquired in terms of TRM, to be able to create this differentiated business model whereby we can scale up this whole model in a much faster pace than what we would have done by building all this. So in that sense, yes, this is a smart acquisition, but of course time will tell that how we are able to scale it up over a period of time, which is what we are now focusing more on.
Thank you, sir. So just a number, I think so the EBITDA is about 70 million. What would be the net profit for Archimica?
So it was a, as you know, this is a private equity owned company. They had their own charges, capital charges, this, that, and I think, to my understanding, the last reported net profit is close to 3 million.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So once again, thank you everybody for coming on to this call. And I wish the PI team good luck and the great work to the team done for where to big, start this beginning. And thanks for all your support. Thank you.
Thanks, Mayank. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of PI Industries Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.